This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The AP's Shelley Adler reports the number of people arrested here in the U.S. in connection with protests on college campuses against Israel's war in Gaza continues to grow.
The sound of protesters chanting at UCLA, where more than 200 people were zip-tied and taken away by police. The Associated Press has tallied arrests at 35 schools since the protests began at Columbia University on April 18th, and that number stands at 2,000. Some of the campus protests popping up over the last 2 weeks have led to agreements with administrators to consider the protesters' demands. More often, though, they have led to arrests after demonstrators refused to disperse or vandalize property. I'm Shelley Adler.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a new round of gang attacks in Haiti.
Gangs in Haiti laid siege to several neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince, burning homes and exchanging gunfire with police for hours as hundreds fled the violence early Thursday, one of the biggest attacks since Haiti's new prime minister was announced. The violence erupted in neighborhoods located southwest of the main international airport, which has remained closed for nearly 2 months. As new leaders take charge in the country amid squabbling, Haitians are demanding that they prioritize their safety, as gangs remain more powerful and better armed than Haiti's national police. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said late Thursday he does not see signs that Hamas is going to attack U.S. forces who are building a pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver aid to the war-torn strip by sea. Austin stressed the top commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East has put several security measures in place to keep the troops who are building the pier and helping with aid distribution safe. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Donna Water reports on a lawsuit that the county of Maui, Hawaii, is filing against major cell phone carriers following last year's deadly wildfire.
Maui County officials say that had emergency responders known that there were widespread cell phone outages during last summer's deadly wildfires, they would have used other methods to warn residents about the dangers, such as activating sirens. The county has filed a lawsuit against Verizon Wireless, T-Mobile USA, Spectrum Mobile, and AT&T, saying that the more than a dozen cell phone alerts it sent residents were never received, and that cellular carriers were negligent in failing to properly inform Maui police of the outages. The deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century ripped through the town of Lahaina, killing 101 people. Spectrum has declined to comment about the lawsuit. The other carriers didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Donna Water.
The U.S. state of Arizona has repealed an 1864 ban on most abortions. VOA's Alexis Strope reports.
The repeal was passed by the Senate in a 16-14 vote on Wednesday. Two Republican senators crossed party lines to vote in favor of repealing the ban. Here is Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs.
Today, we are doing what 23 governors and 55 legislatures refused to do, and I'm so proud to be the ones that got this job done.
The fight over the Civil War-era abortion ban in Arizona, a state sharply split between Democrats and Republicans, is the latest flashpoint on women's reproductive rights in the U.S. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court ended the constitutional right to abortion, leaving it up to the states to decide the issue. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
AP correspondent Haya Pajwane reports on American views of China.
A study from January 2023 involving university researchers and the Treasury Department found that IRS data-driven algorithms selected black taxpayers for auditing up to 4.7 times the rate of non-black taxpayers. Officials with the...
We're going to have that report coming up in the next hour for you from Ms. Panjuana. The death toll from the heavy rains in Brazil's southernmost state of Rio Grande rose to 29, local authorities said Thursday evening, as the state government declared a state of public calamity to handle the dramatic situation. The search also continues for 60 people missing, with just over 10,000 residents displaced across dozens of cities. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva flew over the affected areas and met with local leaders in Santa Maria on Thursday for an emergency meeting. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.